This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. The 2,500-acre Cuesta Fire is currently headed southeast into the Santa Lucia Wilderness. San Luis Obispo CAL FIRE Chief Robert Lewin spoke with us just moments ago about how the battle against this three-day-old fire is going. Chief Lewin, how is the battle different today? The California National Guard was brought in and hotshot crews are being positioned in the southeast corner of the Cuesta Fire.
Well, okay, so one of the issues on these fires that are in very tough and rugged terrain is, you know, you can't utilize equipment like fire engines, so we rely more on hand crews, and we rely on bulldozers when it's not, real steep. So we're pushing to use those kind of resources. The fire is burning in a wilderness area, which prohibits much of the mechanical equipment, so we are relying on hand crews. So we don't want to use our really top-notch crews, the CAL FIRE Type 1 crews and the federal hotshot crews, on parts of the fire that are now in mop-up. So the National Guard has been activated. They already have 240 soldiers that have been deployed in California. They're bringing on another 240 this week to be trained. That's going to really help us because we can put those crews into the firefight on the ground that's in mop-up.
What's the outlook for the coming days? Are we optimistic that we can start to get this fire surrounded beyond 15%?
Well, the good news, let me start with some good news here, is the infrastructure and the communities that were threatened at this time are not. So we're going to work towards re-energizing the 230 kV lines that run to the solar plant. We're going to have school tomorrow in Santa Margarita. We're going to let people go home in Santa Margarita. That's all good news. Of course, the highway is much more open now. We've eliminated the fire problem on Highway 101. But the real trouble now is up in the wilderness area, and that area is tough ground. And we've fought fire up there on the Highway 41 fire and on the Las Palitas fire, and that area is tough, and it's going to require a lot of resources. And it's not going to go quick. So we have a plan to try to button up the south end of this fire. We're implementing that plan now. It's going to take several days to put the line in and then fire it out. If we're successful there, that'll be our hope, and that'll be a good thing. We've stopped fires there before on the Highway 41 fire. If we aren't successful there and the fire spots over, we're going to be fighting fire on a ridge south of there. Every time we lose ground, the fire gets bigger, tougher to fight. And we all know, those of us who have been in this community a long time, that fires do come from this part of the country and can get into San Luis Obispo. And we're going to try to do everything we can to prevent that from happening. So we're hitting it really hard right now.
Chief, has there been any forward progress on finding the driver responsible for starting these fires?
We're continuing to work on that, and certainly if there's someone listening that has information that can help us find that, that's important to us.
Could Caltrans cameras come into play, zooming in on the ones that this car would have passed? There's several of them between San Luis Obispo and Highway 41, to zoom in and look at a license plate or that kind of thing?
Well, I don't have the details on what my investigators are doing, but I know they leave no stone unturned.
San Luis Obispo CAL FIRE Chief Robert Lewin, we wish you the best of luck here at KCBX. And this is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White.